Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch.
Huge night in high school football in the area last night. Some teams, all four area teams that we typically talk about on this show, winners last night. And there was only one close game, and of course that was over in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's. Bullock Academy and Frederica basically playing for the region championship. Frederica does come out a winner. But before we jump into that, we're going to go ahead and just let you listen to the Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. We thought. All right, we'll figure it out later. Jason Bishop, Kip Branch.
Off to a nice start there.
Already.
Great high school football last night. Glenn Academy goes on the road at a tough place. Springfield, Georgia is never easy to go and get a victory. But not only do they get a victory, they go up there and hang 48 on the Rebels. 363 yards on the ground. They're starting to click into high gear for the city championship game next Friday night.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Advanced Rehab. Glenn Academy basically got into a game to where they came out in the first half, and I think they were overlooking Effingham because Effingham kept that game close in the first half.
Yeah,
and then I think
not bad now. But Glenn
is way better.
Yes.
That's a game that Glenn typically should walk through. I think Coach Hidalgo at the half got into his players. They came out in the second half, looked much better, and scored on five straight possessions to end the football game.
They did. It was 14-10. Effingham cut it to 14-10 about 10 minutes left in the third quarter. And from then on out, the light switch flipped for Glenn Academy, and they laid it on them. Effingham got a couple of touchdowns late to make the score look a little more respectable. But
right, it wasn't that close.
That was a blowout in Springfield.
Oh, by the way, this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 912-275-7017. We will take your calls this week. I'm in a taking calls mood, Kip.
Taking calls mood, okay.
If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. It's always a good show to stream. This segment brought to you by Jessup Furniture and Catch 228. Jessup Furniture, all your furniture needs, one place. They'll even handle some financing for you if you need it. The other game, locally, at least in Glenn County, Brunswick High put 64 points on the previously unbeaten Bradwell Tigers. The thing, 64-21 the final, the thing that this game that really stands out, Bradwell was riding high and their coaches had been telling them, you are 6-0 because you are that good.
They're probably not saying that today. They came out. Brunswick received the opening kickoff. Bradwell promptly kicked the ball out of bounds. Jamarius Stevens steps back in the pocket, throws a 65-yard strike to DJ Whitfield, and then it was downhill from there for the Bradwell Tigers.
Of course, what that sets up is the region championship slash city championship game next week between Brunswick and Glenn, between the Bricks, both teams sitting atop the region, tied for first place. Odds are the winner of that game wins the region.
Should be a packed house at Glenn County Stadium next Friday night. If it's not a packed house, something's wrong. These are two good football teams, two explosive football teams, athletes everywhere. Kids grow up, play together their whole life, rec ball, middle school ball, go to different high schools, families. You got a lot of Glenn Academy women that choose Brunswick High men for some reason, but that's just the way it is around here. But a lot of that, you know, families are split. You know, I was throwing that out there.
Oh.
I like to pick at my Glenn Academy buddies when I say that.
Okay.
That gets a rise out of them. So, but that's a big rivalry game. One of the most underrated rivalries around the state. You got the Wintersville Classic over in Valdosta. You got some Northside and Warner Robins. Big rivalries, but this one here, there's a lot of passion involved in this rivalry, and it's going to be a big game next Friday night.
MCA got the ship corrected last night against Portal at home, 38-13. That game was 25-0 at the half.
So glad to see that.
They really needed, Coach Toomer really needed that win against Portal. Now, Portal, you know, they haven't had a very good year to this point either, and MCA completely dominated them from start to finish, and MCA looked like they were just head and shoulders better than what Portal was on the field.
And that's good. I'm glad to see Coach Toomer get that win. He's working hard. He's going to turn things around up there. They've always got pretty decent material, but he'll get things righted up there, and things will he'll be fine up there in the next year or so.
You know what's embarrassing to admit?
What's that?
I've been calling high school football games all across the state for 12, 13 years now.
Right.
I've never been to an MCA game until last night.
Really?
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I had never been to one until last night.
You have a good crowd?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, every stadium, every venue you go to is different. And, of course, so over there, it's different. I've been to a ton of games at Glenn County Stadium. That's kind of what I'm used to. But, yeah, you know, smaller school, smaller venue, but more intimate feel.
That's a
pretty good atmosphere.
McIntosh is usually pretty good. So, you know, they'll be back.
Some other scores from around the area. Valdosta, Northside, big region game. Northside winner, 16-7 over Valdosta. Warner Robins, who we've been really high on, they have come out of nowhere this season, and they are atop their region. They struggled with Thomas County Central last night. They did win 30-28. Statesboro and New Hampstead. New Hampstead, 39-35 winners over Statesboro. Good Lord, what has happened?
They got Jeff Kaiser back. He'll build that thing back into what it needs to be.
Where are the Blue Devils? Wayne County, 13-9 winners over South Effingham.
No, that's got to be a misprint.
As good as Wayne County is, you would think they scored 30.
That's got to be a misprint. You sure that's not a typo?
13-9 winners
no.
over South. Now, granted, they had to go to South Effingham. It's a tough place to play.
That's got to be a typo.
I mean, South Effingham's a tough place to play, man.
The Corral is a tough place to play.
It's tough.
Yeah. Brunswick went up there and won 43-0 last year.
Look, I'm just saying it's a tough play. 13-9. I mean, that's, you know, it's a tough place to play. That Wayne County team.
You sure? We need to look that up and make sure
loaded.
That's not a typo.
They're loaded. We've heard how loaded they are from their coaching staff all year long.
Hmm.
Tarpon Springs lose to Ware County, and for the first time this season, Ware County can put a notch in the W column. 27-9, Ware County winners.
It's October. And Ware has not gotten their first win in October. Hmm. But they're probably going to win that watered down region.
Which includes New Hampstead and Wayne.
Yeah.
Hmm. Pierce County, the offense, finally, we have an offense sighting in Blackshear. Pierce puts 48 up. Oh, by the way, it was on Brantley. That is a region game. Pierce wins 48-18.
Hmm.
And Lowndes also. Every team they play,
they steamroll everybody.
They truck them. They might be the best team in the state. 61-7, Lowndes wins over Mount Zion.
They got a date with Colquitt soon. We're going to find out where they're at.
Or we'll find out where Colquitt is.
Valdosta's 2-5, coming off a state championship. They're on the NFL Network with a six-part series every Tuesday night, chronicling, you know, going back and reliving that state championship season last year. They probably won't be signing up for no NFL Network shows anymore.
We're going to later have Sean Pender in studio to talk with us. Also, the Glenn Academy head coach, Rocky Hidalgo, is going to join us later in the show via the Pristine Water landline. We're going to have our college football picks. We're also going to talk some NFL, and we only have an hour to do all this stuff, so we got to get moving.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home. that's up to Kirby, who he decides to go with. I mean, he's not fooling me. I mean, if that's what we think we're doing here, I mean, that young man, I mean, Fromm's won ball games. I mean, he just came off a...
Absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive. It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com. Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moondoggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
The Jason Bishop Show returns on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and one of the favorite segments of the week. You never know what you're going to hear from Mr. Bishop. Here we have the Week in Review. Well, we thought we had the Week in Review. We've got some technical issues in the studio today, so we'll just roll with it.
First week of October, that's the way it goes, right?
Yep, that's the way it goes sometimes. College football, though, starts early today. Kickoff, 12 noon. Got some picks here. We'll go through them real quick, spend some time on these picks. Man, I've been kicking your butt every week on these picks.
And what?
Pretty much everything, dude, sports related. But
this segment brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Express Lube.
I'll start them off. You ready?
Oh, okay. That's all right. Yeah.
We go with the picks.
Yeah, I hadn't even made them, but I don't need them. I don't need to.
Oh, I'm looking at your sheet. No, man, I haven't tried it. We on Facebook Live, too.
I haven't made them. Go ahead.
Wake Forest at Clemson. There's no way Wake Forest is going to Clemson and winning today. They could fly in Tom Brady, Walter Payton, reincarnate him, bring him in. There's no way they're beating Clemson today. Clemson's that good.
Did you see how good Wake Forest played against Florida State, how close that game was? That showed me something about Wake Forest, about how good they can be as a football team.
Florida State has no quarterback.
But they're playing Clemson in Death Valley.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, Clemson.
Ole Miss at Auburn. Ole Miss scored 3 points. Like, what, Alabama beat them 66-3? Oh, they're probably going to get 50 hung on them at Auburn today.
Yeah, there's a part of me that thinks this game's going to be close.
Well, there's a part of you probably needs to take something for a headache or something, or some ibuprofen or something, because that's not happening. Auburn's starting to roll.
I'll take Auburn. Iowa State at 3, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's going to beat the brakes off of them.
Yeah, Iowa State's not any good at all.
Georgia at Vandy. Georgia's going to win, but they're going to struggle today.
No, No, I don't think so. I don't think there's any struggle in Georgia at all. I told you last week, if Georgia went to Tennessee and blew out Tennessee because they were that much better than the Volunteers, that Georgia was legit and Georgia was for real, and that's what they did to the tune of, what was it, 41?
To nothing.
41 to nothing.
Georgia historically struggles in Knoxville. Nashville. They struggle in Nashville.
No,
they
this
win.
Game won't be close. This will be over by the half.
Okay. Georgia's going to win, but Georgia usually doesn't look good in Nashville.
Okay.
I mean, LSU at Florida. I'm back and forth with this pick, and you know, I'm picking LSU to go on the road and beat the Gators today.
LSU needs it. This is a have-to-get game for LSU and the Tigers. And so, Florida hasn't looked very good. Felipe Franks back under center with Luke Del Rio gone now. And so, I'm going LSU because they have to get this game. They got to win it, even though they're going to play in the swamp. I'm going Tigers. Go Tigers.
You know, I just can't win for losing, man. Coach Pender and his wife Dana just walked in the studio. She's a Gator fan, and that pick comes right up when she walks in the studio, man. So I don't have any friends here this morning. Notre Dame at North Carolina. Notre Dame's pretty good.
They're better than North Carolina.
Anybody's better than North Carolina. It's not basketball season. Notre Dame's going to win. West Virginia at TCU. I'm picking the Mountaineers. I think they're a pretty good football team. I'm not sold on TCU.
The worst thing in the world for the Big 12 is if West Virginia goes in to Fort Worth and beats TCU today, because then you don't have that undefeated matchup between Oklahoma and TCU later in the year. The Big 12 needs TCU to win this football game.
West Virginia thinks pretty good. Miami at FSU. Mark Richt's got the Canes back.
Do you realize that if Miami wins today, they're going to hand Florida State their third loss, and they're going to do it in Tallahassee, and that's probably going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen. Florida State has no quarterback. The quarterback's injured.
That's unfathomable that Florida State is going to be handed their third loss of the year in October at home to Miami.
And that may put some starts back in that rivalry.
Do you like my word there? Unfathomable?
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Okay.
Maryland at Ohio State. I almost picked this as an upset, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, Maryland's not. I mean, they looked okay in the opener of the year, but yeah, I think Ohio State's much better. Oregon State at 14, USC.
I'm not sold on USC, but I'm picking them at home. They could lose this football game.
I don't think anybody is sold on USC, but they are at home. Oregon State's probably not much better. Yeah, I'll go USC. Go ahead.
Virginia Tech at Boston College. Virginia Tech, stay within two touchdowns of Clemson. I think they're decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to beat Boston College.
Yeah.
Bama at Texas A&M. Bama's going to roll into College Station and win a 38-10 kind of game. Say it.
Bama is walking into a trap. No one expects Texas A&M to be able to beat Alabama. They get Alabama home. Texas A&M has already proven in the past that they give Alabama fits. Texas A&M hosts Alabama today and loses. Johnny Manziel's not a Texas A&M anymore, folks.
Yeah, start
that's
to say,
a different
man,
team.
If you were about to pull the trigger on that, we were signing off the air.
We're already having technical issues, so why not?
Michigan State at Michigan. Michigan State probably looking for a new football coach before too much longer.
You know what? The thing is, though, Michigan's lost their starting quarterback. I don't think Michigan State has enough guns in the bullet. Has enough bullet in the guns. Whatever. I don't think Michigan State can win that football game, but I think they're going to keep it close without Michigan's starting quarterback. Michigan wins close.
I'm not impressed with Michigan, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But Central Florida at Cincinnati. I almost picked Cincinnati, but I can't do it.
I am picking Cincinnati.
I'm picking Central Florida. Brunswick High's got to commit to Cincinnati, though.
Yes, they do.
Jalen Jackson played well last night. We'll get into that when Coach Pender comes on in a few minutes.
Number 9, Wisconsin at Nebraska.
Wisconsin. Nebraska's loot. Man, come on. I'm not wasting my time on Nebraska anymore.
I am picking the upset here. Okay. I'm taking Nebraska to knock off Wisconsin. Some of these teams have got to start losing somewhere.
Okay.
This is a game that Wisconsin doesn't come out of with a W.
Washington State at Oregon. Washington State's going to hammer Oregon. Oregon can't play defense.
It's not like Washington State setting the world on fire defensively either.
They can't. Oregon State's going to outscore them.
Washington State goes on the road, and they get upset by Oregon out there in the Pac-12.
Okay, you're about to make Kapender mad over here. He's a Washington State fan. He likes them Cougars now.
Brother, what I tell everybody every week, and I'll tell Coach Pender the same thing, one thing that I will always do is I'll tell you the truth.
Stanford at Utah. I'm picking Stanford to win this game.
And this is going
to
be my third straight upset, fourth straight upset pick. I'm taking Stanford over Utah on the road.
San Diego State at UNLV. I'm picking San Diego State.
With everything that happened over the last week in Las Vegas, I feel like that there's going to be a sense of team unity with UNLV. And I've never been a big believer in San Diego State to begin with.
Okay.
I think UNLV, for the sheer motivation standpoint, wins this football game.
Okay. That would be much needed for that community.
Sure would.
Cal at Washington. Cal's not beating Washington.
Washington is the only team that I trust in the Pac-12. That's it. Nobody else. Washington, that's it.
Did you hear the Washington coach on ESPN the other day complaining about all the late starts that they have?
No.
He was complaining about the late starts they have. People on the East Coast don't watch them because they come on so late, and he wanted to move the games back to earlier for, alumni and fans, but he doesn't realize they get a lot of money for those late starts from the TV networks. So,
you want to do the ACC portion?
Yeah, Duke at Virginia. Coach Pender is going to disagree with me here, but I'm picking Virginia to beat Duke today.
Yeah, well, if Coach Pender is going to disagree with you, he's going to agree with me because Duke is better than Virginia. Duke will win that game.
Pitt at Syracuse. I'm picking Syracuse.
How? What game? What teams have you been watching?
Orangeman, baby, at home. Carrier Dome.
Pitt wins this game going away.
Okay. Arkansas at South Carolina. I'm picking the Hogs.
This is the SEC portion of the picks. And, yeah, Arkansas is a better football team. Doesn't matter. They're on the road in Columbia. South Carolina's not there yet, and they might not be there for a while. Mm. Arkansas, mid-tier team, yeah, they'll get it done.
Missouri at Kentucky. Missouri is, when you look in the dictionary or look online for a picture of a dumpster fire, that is Missouri football. They're going to go to Kentucky and get hammered today.
They have replaced Kentucky in the dictionary as the dumpster fire. Yeah, Kentucky wins this football game at home. Mizzou is just a mess right now.
Ooh, bad. And so
no more Monday morning quarterbacking. Now you can hear it straight from the coach's mouth. Every Wednesday night this season, head to Nat's Landing at 7:30 as the Knights head coach Brandon Derrick breaks down the week in Knights football. Now you've got it all. Every Wednesday evening, this season, 7:30, live. Nat's Landing, Redfern Village, St. Simons, 638-7378, and let's go Knights.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simons, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway, or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Knights of Frederica win their homecoming game, keeping Bullock Academy out of the end zone at the end of the game, and in doing so, take control of the region with a final of 28-21. The Pirates also win their homecoming game, hanging 60 on previously unbeaten Bradwell, 64-21. With the win, Brunswick goes into a first-place tie in their region. That tie is with Glenn Academy as the Terriers pull away from Effingham, 48-27. Brunswick and Glenn will play next week with first place in the region on the line. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Southern Sports Talk, spoken here on the Jason Bishop Show.
All right, so Glenn Academy, big winners last night, 48-27 over Effingham, and of course it sets up the showdown next week with the Brunswick High Pirates, and hopefully we're not going to have any technical issues. I can't promise you that in a minute when I bring on Coach Hidalgo, he's going to be there. We are hoping he's going to be there as far as the technical issues go, but right now, joining us via the Pristine Water landline is the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Hidalgo. Coach, are you there?
I am here. Are you there?
Fantastic. That's awesome. Yes, we can hear you.
Good morning, Coach. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, Coach. Coach, a big win last night, 48-27. What exactly took place in that game that you took away from it with your team?
Well, I think our offensive line really in the second half took control of the game. I was pleased with that. I thought we ran the ball really well, just executed the offense. I thought Randon did a great job just running the offense, reading, taking what they gave him, keeping it. We needed to keep it, hand it out, dealing it. So I was really pleased with that. You know, the first half was a little sloppy. We dropped a couple of touchdown passes, turned the ball over a couple of times. Probably should have been, 28-3 at half, or worse. And we talked to the kids about that. We've got to finish drives and finish plays. Defensively, we played really well in the first half. In the second half, we didn't fit on the run very well. I think we got a big lead on them and kind of relaxed a little bit. All in all, we'll take it. It was 48 minutes. It's probably our most consistent effort over the course of a football game. We have stuff we have to work on.
Coach, 363 yards rushing. You had talked all season long about developing your offensive line. You had some young kids you were putting in there. 363 yards rushing on the road in Springfield, tough place to play. You had to be pleased with that.
Yeah, it was good. Probably the thing I'm happiest about is watching Tyler Grant run the ball with some authority last night. He's not quite, he didn't have really, quite the game speed yet. He's not hitting the hole like he was before. But he'll get that as he practices. But it's good to see him in there breaking tackles again.
Coach, at the half, it was a pretty competitive game. And then your offense goes on a streak where you score on five consecutive possessions. What did you say to your team to light the fire underneath them to be able to pull away from Effingham last night?
Well, I'm not a big believer in big halftime speeches or pregame speeches. I believe in coaching your kids Monday through Thursday and them doing a good job preparing for the game and being focused. I'm not sure. We played with pretty good effort, but our focus was not great on the offensive side of the ball in the first half. I just talked to them about going out and doing the things you're coached to do and play one play at a time and give a great effort and be focused on that play. Just be in the moment with that play and then let's line up and do it again. I think our kids went out there and we got some forward momentum and played really great in the second half on offense.
Coach Randon, he's starting to turn into that dynamic player that we all know he is, and he's getting comfortable in this offense, running that option on the edge and getting in space. And when he gets in space, you know what happens when he's in space. Talk a little bit about how he's developing, and he's injury-free and causing a lot of trouble for people.
Well, I think the big thing is injury-free. His shoulder's feeling better. He's starting to throw the ball a little better over there. He had a couple of big passes that we dropped you know, last night. We've got to do it better. We can't drop pass. Drop pass for us is a turnover, so we can't do that. But, you know, the thing with him is he's doing just such a great job of running the offense, just doing what he's coached to do, handing it out when he's supposed to hand it out, pitch it when he's supposed to pitch it, and when nobody takes him, he takes it to the house. And that's what you want out of a quarterback in a triple option offense.
This segment brought to you by Alan David Tucker, Fox's Pizza Downtown, Big City Cleaners, and Nat's Landing, joining us via the Pristine Water Landline here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is the Glenn Academy head coach, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, the big win last night. Obviously, your crosstown rivals win and have another big win themselves, and so it sets up the scenario on Friday night. You've now been a part of a few of these. You know how big the game is. How do you see it?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, Coach Pender's done a good job with his kids. They're a very dynamic offensive team. They got a good football team. A lot of those kids have played the last 2 years against us in that game, so their experience is what they're doing there. You know, we've got to go play well. We've got to have our most consistent effort, 48 good minutes of football. Defensively, you're not going to go out, and you have to understand you're not going to go out and shut a team like that out. You've got to make sure that you make them drive the field, don't give them easy scores. And we have to tackle well. The other thing we have to do is we have to play well on the defensive line. We've got a lot of young kids. We lost two great players on that defensive line. One of them was a 3-year starter for us who was an all-region player last year who's not back this year. So we've got a lot of young kids up there, and those guys are going to have to really show up and play well and compete on Friday.
Coach, I picked your LSU Tigers to go to Gainesville to get a win today early in the earlier segment. You know, they need it today, big time.
I hope so. Coach Orgeron he's a good man, and he's under a lot of heat now. And I don't think all the issues. They've had 37 kids leave the program since 2014, and I just think they've got a young, inexperienced football team right now. I don't think those guys, Dave Aranda, Matt Canada, forgot how to coach overnight. But I hope he does, because I know he's under a lot of pressure. He really is a good guy. If you've ever met him, he's a good guy. And I'm a diehard LSU fan, but, more importantly, I'm a coach's coach. So I root for coaches when I can.
Coach, you had the opportunity to wear your team due to unfortunate circumstances, had almost a month off, and now you're back on the field again for now two consecutive Fridays. Talk about, there's got to be an adjustment with your kids. Talk about the adjustment and where are we with injuries these last couple of weeks heading into that Brunswick game.
Well, I think we're pretty good from an injury standpoint, outside of Cameron McClellan, who we haven't gotten his MRI results back, but we're pretty sure that it's probably an ACL tear. We've lost him for the year, and that's a huge loss for us. Cameron was playing really good football. He's a heck of a high school football player, and my heart goes out to him. But it stinks for our kids. Outside of that, Tyler really felt good and confident on Friday night. I think Kane looked the part. I think his knee and ankle are getting a little better, and he had a little step and stuck his foot in the ground and changed his directions. We're like anybody else who's midway through the football season. We got some, bumps and bruises, but it was good getting Marvin Dallas back for a game. He made a big difference on Friday.
Yeah, Coach, it's big getting Dallas back. Next week, next Friday night, city championship game. Coach, if there's any less than 10,000 people in the stands, the community ought to be ashamed of itself, don't you think?
Yeah, I really do think. I think it's going to be a great night for our community. We have two really good football teams, that's going to meet over there. People need to come. What else are you going to do on Friday night? Where are you going to spend your $7? I mean, it's going to be a great night for football. People are going to want to see this game. People should come out and support the kids. These kids are both teams. Their kids are working incredibly hard on what you're going to see on Friday night. And we're going to show up and play well. I know Coach Pender will have his team ready to play as well.
Coach, thanks for joining us via the Pristine Water Landline. We appreciate you taking the time and coming on with us.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490. Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813. If you are an elite athlete in Glynn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com. The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
The best private club value in the southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17. An original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Get back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
So we jumped a hurdle last segment. We were afraid that when Coach Hidalgo called in that we were having some technical difficulties that we weren't going to be able to hear him. And by the grace of God, we were able to hear him. So step one, that's taken care of. Next segment, we're going to try and play all the audio stuff that we've recorded for you to listen to. And hopefully it will work again. We'll see. In studio right now with us is the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on, Jason.
Of course. All right. So last night, the Bradwell Tigers come to town 6-0, and I would imagine that there was an air, maybe a confidence with the Bradwell Tiger team, and then you score on your very first offensive play. And that's not the first time that you guys have done that. Do you, when you draw up plays and you're coming up with your game plan, do you say to yourself, hey, guys, we're going to run this on the very first play and score?
Sometimes, you know, you look at things and you say, hey, there's an opportunity available. If they line up the way we think they're going to line up, we're going to take a shot at this opportunity. We call this shot plays. And sometimes it happens on the first play of the game. Sometimes it happens a little bit later on in a drive. But they lined up the way we thought they were going to line up. And, we went out there, and I had two plays called. And as soon as we saw what they're lined up in, we took advantage of the shot play.
Coach, 617 yards of total offense last night. At first region game, you talked a lot about the preseason. Now in the regular season with the region slate, you had to be pleased with the way the offense clicked last night.
Oh, without a doubt. And I just think it comes with the practice that we've done over the this past week in particular was the best focus we've had, and we talk about raising the intensity, and we talked about getting our focus to where it needs to be, and for the most part, not the whole game, and we got to get that corrected, but for the most part, we played, you know, the way we practiced, and with us practicing well, it showed up, and I think we got to raise that intensity every week if we're going to be a true team to truly contend for a championship.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll take your calls, not right now because we've got Coach Pender on, but we'll take your calls maybe next segment, 912-275-7017. If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. This segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Coconut Kev's, and Brunswick Country Club. Coach, I was talking to Kip in the break, and I can't remember a time or a game in regulation that Brunswick has scored 60-plus points. You've got this offense rolling. A large part of that has been the development of Jamarius Stevens, and you and I have talked at length about that. The last five games, Coach, he's looked really good. Talk about him under center for you.
Well, I'm definitely happy with the progress the young man's made. He's a hard worker, and he's really a student of the game, and we preach that to our kids. Not, don't only be good athletes, but be good stewards and be good students of the game, and they are. They're working, they're pushing. The offensive line is really starting to gel, which helps Jamarius as well. The running game is starting to get going, and he's making really good decisions, and as long as he keeps doing that, you know, he'll put our offense in a chance to make plays.
We scored 60-plus points last night, Coach, and I know there's things that you probably have seen and talked about that you want to fix and improve on. We came out in the second half a little bit flat on defense, gave up some touchdowns, and we had some penalties in the football game. So talk a little bit about that and, you know, things we got to do to get better there.
Well, penalties, you always want to be able to clean those up. Sometimes you're going to get hustle penalties, and we'll take those. We'll take those hustle penalties, but it's when we get lazy and not move our feet and hold and try to cheat, that's the penalties that we have to clean up. We got to get better in that aspect. And we did. We were preaching at halftime because we've had a problem coming out in the third quarter, and it shows in our – you know, in our play over our past several games, that we are not on all cylinders all the time in the third quarter, and that's going to come back and haunt us. Could haunt us very easily next week if we do not play four quarters of football. But you look at it, and it looked like it's flat, but when you watch the game film, our first couple plays, we played very well on defense, and then we had a nice blitz called. It was a great blitz. Shard came in there, and they hit their hot receiver, and our defensive back took a play off. And you can never do that. He took a play off. He did bag technique. They were able to catch the ball, hitting their hot receiver without him coming up and making the play. It was okay if he made the catch, but we should have tackled him right there. And it caught the defensive back by surprise. And then when that happened, they had a nice little rub route on one of our other linebackers, and he took it to the house. He outran us.
Coach, this will be your first Glenn Brunswick game, and in my opinion, the contrasting styles of the two teams, Glenn and Brunswick, are night and day, where you guys basically want to play basketball on the football field, go up and down the field. Glenn wants to run the ball between the tackles, shorten the game, and just pound you to death. How do you see this game?
This is going to be a dogfight. You know, both programs are playing good football right now, and the key to this is, you know, the front on both sides of the ball. Even though we have two different styles of play, our offensive line and how they block is just as important as how, you know, the Red Terriers offensive line is going to block. You know, they get majority of their yards through on the ground. They run a very good power scheme. Randon Jernigan is a phenomenal athlete, and he makes a lot of good things happen. And those kids play hard, and they're used to winning. We got to make sure that we're on our A game, and we got to make sure we bring our best to the table. And, we have to be able to get better up front if we're going to compete with them in that level.
Coach, I asked Coach Hidalgo a college football question about his favorite team. I'll do the same. Your Canes, Miami Hurricanes, the U roll into Tallahassee today to play Florida State. Mark Richt's turned things around down there. Your impression of the Canes?
Well, I'm definitely pleased with the fact they're winning, but you know, this is really going to be their first real true test. I mean, going into Tallahassee, I know like they've been having some quarterback struggles of late with it when they lost the starting quarterback. But that game, that's a game when good athletes shine, you know. And just like we're going to have next week between the Bricks, I think it's the same thing when the Canes roll into Tallahassee. Both teams, regardless of record, are going to go after each other.
I want to change my pick for that game. I took Miami. I want to change it back to Florida State. I can't see Florida State going 1-3.
Is he just trying to create controversy here? He just said, this is my favorite team. He picked them, and now he's changing his mind.
Last time you were in here, you had some comments and went. Last time you were here, you had some comments and went viral. He's just trying to get another rise out of it.
I'll be calm this time.
Okay. One thing I'll always do is tell you the truth. Coach, thanks for coming in and joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Take care.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Knights of Frederica win their homecoming game, keeping Bullock Academy out of the end zone at the end of the game, and in doing so, take control of the region with a final of 28-21. The Pirates also win their homecoming game, hanging 60 on previously unbeaten Bradwell, 64-21. With the win, Brunswick goes into a first-place tie in their region. That tie is with Glenn Academy as the Terriers pull away from Effingham 48-27. Brunswick and Glenn will play next week with first place in the region on the line. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Back to Jay Bish and Kip on the Jason Bishop Show.
We had two really good interviews with Coach Hidalgo from Glenn Academy and Coach Sean Pender from Brunswick High leading into the big Brunswick High-Glenn Academy game, which will basically be for a region championship next Friday night between the Bricks at Glenn County Stadium. And that Coach Hidalgo interview, we're having some technical issues, or at least we did earlier in the show. I'm hoping we have remedied those. We did get Coach Hidalgo on basically on a pod on the board that we didn't think worked. Well, it did. So we're kind of hoping that we're going to try and play that audio for you guys again. And this time it's going to play, but don't hold your breath. We hope it's going to play, but don't hold your breath. Oh, I was waiting on this segment brought to you by Strike Zone, Pristine Water, and Greenscapes Landscape and Design. This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We will take your calls, 912-275-7017. If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Do you want to add something, or you want me to just go and
just let's see if it plays? It's wonderful.
Okay, so this is supposed to be our Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week, and what this is, if it plays, is the Vanderbilt head coach Derek Mason talking about who's going to play quarterback for Georgia this week. We got nothing. That's disappointing.
It's pretty good, too.
That is very, very disappointing.
Well, basically, Coach Mason said that, paraphrasing, he said Jake Fromm just came off a 41-0 win over Vanderbilt. And, you know, he's got the team. He's playing well. They're undefeated. And let's stop with the quarterback dramatics. That's basically what he said.
That's up to Kirby, who he decides to go with. I mean, he's not fooling me. I mean, if that's what we think we're doing here, I mean, that young man, I mean, Fromm's won ball games. I mean, he just came off a 48-0 win. Listen, I mean, we can quit with the coaching dramatics.
That's classic.
I could be happier right now because, one, I love that soundbite, and two, I fixed it.
You fixed it. You know, deep down, all men are fixers. That's part of the DNA makeup of the male species. We're natural fixers.
We can quit with the coaching dramatics.
Yeah, coaching dramatics. You know, Kirby, the quarterback situation at Georgia is a unique one. You got Jacob Eason, who was a starter, the clear starter going into the season, got injured in the first game, and then Jake Fromm comes in, and he's been lights out for 5 weeks. Do you mess with what's going on and put Eason back in there? Man.
Did I tell you that I fixed it?
You fixed it.
I fixed it.
You fixed it.
Let's do the week in review.
Go ahead.
And here we go. John Coppola fired. Braves fans dancing in the streets. Tennessee's offense rolling. Jags and Jets overtime game may have been the worst overtime game in the history of overtime games. You know you're bad when you find a way to lose to the Jets. Braves season over, and the vast improvement promised from the front office from last year, Braves 3 games better. Did I mention the Jaguars lost to the Jets? Super Bowl picks. Chiefs, Falcons. Write it down. In case you missed it, which most of us have, the baseball playoffs have started. Cam Newton, maybe you should pay as much attention to the receiver's routes as that female reporter. Did I mention the Jaguars lost to the Jets? Kobe Bryant claims that he would kneel for the national anthem if he was still playing. Kobe, you're not still playing. No one cares. LSU says all their coaches, administration, and players are on the same page. That page is desperation. Good thing they are playing Florida. Entering the Miami game, Florida State's lone win is Wake Forest by a touchdown. Did I mention the Jaguars lost to the Jets? Georgia Tech, first place in the ACC Coastal, until they play Miami next week. And these are my thoughts.
LSU is in a must-win situation today. They've got to go to Florida and beat the Gators today, or the wheels are going to come off in Baton Rouge.
We can quit with the coaching dramatics.
True story.
Got to do it. Coach O, man, we got people on talk radio in Louisiana calling him a shrimp boat captain. you do, man.
He kind of looks like a shrimp boat captain, I'm not going to lie.
I like Coach O. He's kind of, you know, he's I like listening to him in his interviews and things like that. But man, heat's turned up on him out in Bayou Country.
If LSU doesn't win, he's probably lost his job.
He's got a $12 million buyout.
That's a big buyout. I need a $12 million buyout.
A $12 million buyout on a second-year coach. Mm. Who's his agent? Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody should hire him. Georgia, Vanderbilt. I'm telling you, dogs are going to struggle at Vandy today. They're going to win, but Georgia never plays well at Vanderbilt.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, Georgia's going to blow Vandy out today. But more importantly, we've gone through this whole show, and we haven't even mentioned, because we've been so preoccupied with everything high school football. Georgia got can't get a bigger commit than they got yesterday.
Justin Fields, number one rated player in America, commits to Georgia, which has Georgia now with 2 5-star quarterbacks on the roster and one on the way.
It also means that odds are Jacob Eason will never see the field again at Georgia.
Man, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
See the field
tell
again
me a,
at Georgia.
Okay. Tell me a scenario that Jacob Eason becomes the starter at Georgia.
Well, one scenario is if Fromm gets hurt.
Next year. Year after. Down the long term. Give me a scenario.
The scenario is if Fromm starts struggling and gets injured, Eason comes in and lights it up. I mean, that's a scenario. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think Eason's going to play some today.
Yeah, when Georgia's up like 42-3.
I think he'll get a series in the first half.
When Georgia's up 42-3.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's how Kirby handles this is going to I wouldn't want to be in this position, I'll tell you that.
Jacob Eason is going to transfer out of Georgia. I mean, yesterday's commitment from Fields guarantees Jacob Eason will not be a Bulldog going forward.
We'll see.
Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway, or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.